This is Leo Babiu for KTWH, and I have the pleasure this week of having in the studio with me, it's live today, but it is recorded on April 11th, this opportunity to visit with Arna Rennan. Arna, as you may very well know, is the host of our Nordic Roots show that you can hear on Mondays and that is replayed on Sunday afternoon right here on KTWH. Welcome to the production studio, Arna, again.
Thanks for inviting me in.
Yeah, it's nice to see you on... You're still at a microphone, but the microphone's on the other side of the soundboard from where you usually record your own program every weekend. How does that feel?
You're in charge, and I am unscripted, so it is what it is.
Well, my agenda, Arna, such as it is to talk with you about a wonderful opportunity for the local community and artists in our area that's coming up at Sacred Heart Music Center on April 21st. Would you say a few words about this evening in solidarity with Ukraine?
Absolutely. We came up with a name called Heart to Heart at Sacred Heart. There is a, I don't know what to call it, a charity organization that is called hearttoheart.org. And they step into all kinds of places for, you know, to meet the medical needs and hygiene kits and in these areas of crises. And they have a special contingency now that is going directly to Ukraine. And the nice thing about it, they have a record of 95% of whatever is donated goes directly to the cause. You know, so it's very...
Meaning
you know,
very little overhead.
Little overhead.
None of those high-priced executives that are out buying yachts.
They exist, you know.
Yeah.
So you have to do your research, and it seemed to be a perfect fit with us. And then Sacred Heart Music Center is such a special place. You know, it's an old church, not run as a church now at this time, but it's an environment that just invites sound, and people really enjoy making music there. It also has a culture of inviting, you know, the local community to do, say, Duluth Does, Dylan, Duluth Does, Joni Mitchell, Duluth Did, Bonnie Raitt, you know, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, so ideas that spring up from members of the community get some traction with,
yeah,
with
and
the
I'll
center.
Just give a shout out. That's Eric Swanson, the sound technician that comes up with these ideas. But it's just obvious there's a real eager and wonderful community of artists, of musicians. And I know an awful lot of them. I mean, what to say? They're my old hippie friends, you know, or high school friends.
you've you aged know? Like fine wine together.
Yes, indeed. And we get along with young people very well, you know. So, yeah, it was a time, it just seemed obvious that we should do a concert for peace and solidarity with Ukraine. And a fundraiser. I think also it's important for people to, say, be the recipient of some, you know, really hopeful, encouraging sounds that I think our musicians and poets can come up with. It's important that individuals have an opportunity to contribute, to offer something that will counteract this evil craziness that is war right now.
Yeah, and speaking of that evil craziness, that kind of feeling that folks have that there are forces, war machines present in the world that kind of make themselves as individuals pale, this is a way of saying, no, we have united, we have a lot more potential to resist and change the course. I guess that's the most optimistic reading I have here, is that people coming together are the only way that we're going to chart a new course.
Absolutely. Come together. I was thinking that.
I know. Come together.
No, and it was get together. It was really wonderful. It was Fishheads. And
oh,
Kim Munson came up with the song Get Together, I think.
Yeah.
It was a song that she wanted to share. But yeah, I'm going to make the stretch. I honestly believe that thought and heart is more powerful. I mean, it has incredible power, you know, more so than you know, destructive tanks and planes and such. So we need to exercise our very positive humanistic power.
Those tanks or planes may demolish a material thing, but hopefully cannot keep a thought down for long if we keep it circulating.
Absolutely.
Amongst our human race. It just occurs to me, though, that you've got 20-some I was going to say 20-some odd acts, and it's not the right terminology.
You want to rephrase that?
We have 22 or more lovely, creative community members with talent. And have they been given free rein? Will some folks want to take on more directly and other folks just sing what's in their heart that makes them feel good that day? It isn't necessarily along one theme, the heart-to-heart concert, or is it?
Well, that's interesting because when I first started, and you know, kind of how my mind works is let's choose something that is, you know, promotes peace or anti-war. And interestingly, the interpretation of that can be fairly broad. So talking with John Ward and Laurie Hatton, that John Ward wrote a song, Seldom Seen, you know, something about our human spirit, that type of positiveness. And, you know, so not everybody has thought of something that is directly anti-war, and there are people that have written their own things. There's original music that'll be there. Poems will come. I started to check.
And do you even mean, when you say original, mm-hmm. Arna, do you mean that perhaps in response to this call for performing on April 21st, they may have created something new?
That I don't know for sure.
That would be something.
Because I started to call on people that I know have written some very inspirational, if not political, things that I've been very impressed with and asked them to participate. So I'm not entirely sure of what we'll get. People have things in their basket or their arsenal, if we can call it that.
their arsenal of peaceful tools.
Yeah, well, you would know the story of Woody Guthrie. What did he write on his...
This guitar kills fascists.
Right.
Is what that's... or this machine kills fascists,
right,
I think.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and so there is direct confrontation, and then there are many other ways to channel...
Yeah.
A better future.
Yeah. Well, I did check in. Like, I just love Ellie Schoenfeld. And so she will have something, you know, very relevant. And then she suggested, and I have a humorous piece. I said, you know what? We'll need that. So
definitely.
Yeah.
So the various acts will be performing both musical, poetic readings. Mm-hmm. And are there any wild cards? Is it basically music and poetry, or you're not going to have any dancers?
No, I don't think so. We'll open certainly with the great Felgemacher organ playing, and that'll be Rachel Krishaw, and she'll open with the Ukrainian national anthem, and then I think second set there will be some Ukrainian folk songs. So we have that booming, fabulous organ, for one thing.
So the Ukrainian anthem on the organ will not be sung by the attendees. You're not handing out phonetic pronunciations.
The lyrics. I could. You know who said was willing to learn it was our Steve Sulkala.
He seems to have some linguistic gifts like you do.
He does.
He might pull that off.
He could probably do. Well, and he responded that he's got friends that are Ukrainian. Yeah. So he was the second person to jump into the volunteer list.
Okay, so aside from Steve, do we have any of the particular acts? And we should probably rattle off a few names. I know it's a long list, Arna, but are any of the acts folks that have somewhat of a tie in their lives, whether or not you'd have to be aware of it to tell us today. Any connections to Ukraine among our performers?
I was trying to reach out to people that I was aware were Ukrainian performers locally.
Okay.
So I will certainly be inviting people because I think they need the encouragement, you know. I mean, it's the whole word solidarity. You're not alone in this, and we are a community that cares. So we will certainly be inviting people that we are aware of are either from the Ukraine or have family there.
Indeed. It would be lovely to hear a few personal anecdotes or
reminiscences. Absolutely.
Or
so there's I've forgotten her, Daria, I think is her name.
Okay.
There's a 16-year-old girl, and I believe her mother was in Ukraine. I don't know the exact story, but she has written a piece about it, her response to this. And so she'll be reading her feelings and thoughts about it.
Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
We're speaking today with Arna Renan, who, aside from being the longtime host of Nordic Roots on KTWH, has helped organize a wonderful celebration at the Sacred Heart Music Center in Duluth, out there on the west side of 4th Street in Duluth. Arna, who are some of the people that you know and are looking forward to? Really, there are 22 plus acts.
You can't
pick. It's hard to pick and choose.
Well, no, and it was so. It's this snowballed. which is such a wonderful thing. And I'm not turning anyone away. So, but, you know, if people feel they must go home, you know, no one's frowning at anybody if you need to leave. But I expect it'll be probably a 2.5 hour to 3 hour program. But there were people that are of my generation,
yes.
You know, so of course, well, I turned to my husband and his good buddy, Doug Greenwood. And oh, gosh, the name.
Well, that husband being Brian Dack, for those of you who didn't hear
that
Arne actually utter his name.
You know, I know. But
we're trying not to give him a big head, but
no,
he does have a name.
I just can't think of the singer-songwriter that they're going to be sharing, but that did a lot of political stuff. And of course, I don't know, I suddenly felt so young. You know, what started out my own interest in music, it was certainly the folk music movement with, you know, Pete Seeger and peace and political
perhaps
and civil rights. And there's so many things that apply right now that are that just seem more relevant.
Yeah. Wheel has come around on their speaking to the time.
Yeah. So reaching out to the people that I know well, you know, that was certainly Kim and Mike Munson of the Fishheads and John Ward, Laurie Hatton. I reached out to Rachel Kilgore, Sarah Pionin. I really look forward to that because I asked if she would play Peltonimi's Sidru Marsi. That would be the March of Sorrow. And it is so moving. You know, it is a response when you hear of death, you know, of loved one. So she
is this a Finnish traditional tune, or is it more modern?
No, it is traditional. I'm not sure how old, but I think it was a Kaustinen fiddler. Peltonimi was a really highly regarded fiddler, and this was composed in honor of him. But it is very sad, and then it lifts. Then there's, it lifts into something hopeful. So a very poignant piece that she will share with us.
It takes you somewhere.
It does. Other marvelous folkies, Jim Hall, you know, will play Masters of War, and then there's the younger version, Kyle Orla, wonderful, wonderful musician as well. People that I've recently got to meet, let's see, that was Judas. Is it Judas Rose?
We've had Judas Rose was captured on a featured focused artist session with Kim and Jose, I believe.
Excellent. Yeah, well,
just lately, and I had never encountered them before and was struck.
Well, and I have to say part of my own motivation, it was like I wanted to get to know my own community better. So this has been, you know, marvelous to get to know people
there's better. There's quite a depth there, and it's across all the ages and genres.
Absolutely. We have George Ellsworth, and he's going to play an original piece. I'm sorry that I don't have the set list in front of me, the name of the piece.
I didn't give you any warning that I'd be quizzing you.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, and then the most wonderful group, they're called Born Too Late.
We're very familiar with them. They're something else.
So it's rockin' and tracks.
Yeah.
And boy, do youth give me hope for the future, because we were talking about Concert for Peace and Solidarity.
Yeah.
And he said, how about solidarity with everyone? How about solidarity with the world? You know, I just hope that, you know, we can continue sharing music and creating music that has that kind of outlook to really enhance the humanity that we share. So,
well, I think you've given the mission statement very well. Are there any other acts that you wanted to check out with us?
Well, let me see. Janie and the Spokes, Bill and Kate Isles, and I'm not sure they're aware of it. We'll be ending with Where Have All the Flowers Gone. Of course, then we will have sunflowers everywhere.
There's a gorgeous poster for this event that you might encounter, folks. There are sunflowers on the poster. There are hands interlocked.
That looks like a heart.
It's quite something.
And I just have to give a shout out to the volunteer that created the design. That was Mississippi Mike Wolf, who did the design. And your own Two Harbors Media will be live streaming it. So, you know, people can go on the website. An Eventbrite ticket can be your donation.
Yeah. And we're not allowed to officially assign a donation value, but
I know
on the poster it says suggested, but I'm sure you'll take more.
So you can watch it from the comfort of your home.
Yes.
And a donation, definitely.
And would that be through a Sacred Heart site or through the Eventbrite?
Eventbrite is one way to do it. And I think we'll also have a tag underneath, you know, directly to the heart-to-heart
organization. In that live
stream. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Arna, why don't we recap? It's always good to do the journalistic who, what, why, where, when.
Right.
This event is happening when and how and where and
this
how can
is,
you get in line for it?
This is happening Thursday, April 21st, and the doors will be open at 6, the show at 7, and yeah, at Sacred Heart. Y'all know where that is, right?
I think it's at 201 West 2nd Street.
Is it 201 or 401?
It said 2 in the Facebook page.
It may well be that.
I'm just calling it the second block west of Lake Avenue, and you should be getting close.
Oh, I am probably the least detail-oriented person you will meet.
So we got you out of your comfort zone, and I appreciate that. Thanks
yeah.
for doing that. Is your role that of somewhat of a producer of this show, or does that fall to Eric and some others at the at Sacred Heart?
Oh, it takes a village.
There are a lot of bosses of the show then?
Well, it's really interesting.
Co-coordinators.
It's interesting because all you have to do is create a message conversation, you know,
yes.
a feed, and you'll receive opinions or suggestions, you know, which is great. And then people volunteering to help either with certain things or they'll ask me, Arna, what can we do? And so I've made a tentative set list, and I'll go over it with other people. I had a planning committee and said, who shall we have for the MC? And then they all said me.
It was unanimous.
Yeah.
You didn't get a vote.
And I, you know, I guess I have enthusiasm for it. So, and I have a embroidered blouse and a skirt that looks Romanian.
They thought you looked properly outfitted for the occasion, where some of the others might not.
It's the classic old hippie wardrobe will be on display, so... That's a silly side note. But here I am giggling about this, but it's, you know, I think it's just a very joyful thing to do and to try to encourage one another and to make a direct impact, you know, to help with medical supplies and things that are needed in this crisis situation. So.
Yeah, that event on April 21st will be just a few days shy of the 2 months into this hellacious war, and yet, and what you're putting out there for people to partake in is causing me to think that there's a future beyond this. It's hard sometimes when the brunt is upon us.
Right. I have this image in my mind of how we're all the world and all the people, all the countries, we're woven together. You know, I see this kind of linen weave, and then right now there's this big nasty hole in the Ukraine right now. But we will mend, and we will strengthen our humanity worldwide.
Well, it's a gift for the soul of some of us who need some balm right now, Arna, and something to focus on that is beyond the headlines. So thank you so much for telling us about this, and I hope it's a roaring success.
I hope so,
too. If anybody has any questions, the best way to find out a little more about it, if they only caught a little bit of this interview, is... Check out the event on Facebook, or what would you recommend? Is there a phone number to call? I don't want to direct people to you.
Well, you know, I don't mind. You know, I'm on Facebook. You can find me there.
Okay.
And then, of course, there is the Sacred Heart Facebook
page. Their Facebook presence. Okay.
And website. And we do respond to any questions or anything that people ask.
Any needs going into this? Anything that you could ask of the audience to bring, aside from their own presence, whether virtual or in person?
You know, what I was going to say, there's other people like the Fishheads. They're going to sell their CDs and donate all the money.
Wow.
Yeah, they'll do that.
It's going to be a ripple.
There's Terry McCarthy will be selling earrings and donating that. I mean, people are so willing to donate what they can. So
fantastic. So people could maybe get a message across if they had another grand idea along those lines.
Let us know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess we should mention that there will probably still be some COVID protocols to contend with.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So please do.
Yeah. So, and that is to bring your card, show that you have been vaccinated and boosted. We'll check the cards. And we strongly recommend that you wear a mask. And I think we are limiting the number of people so that we're not a heavy mass of people breathing on each other, that there will be 300.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a goodly number, but it could fill up.
I think, you know, like 450 or more is what the capacity is.
Okay.
So that's a compromise. So I urge you to go on Eventbrite and get your ticket if you want to be there. But remember, you can also stream it live.
So. Okay. So folks can go to Eventbrite, and if it has, for some reason, sold out to 300 people, it will tell you.
Yeah, you can still donate.
Yes. Remember that. You don't have to attend physically in person to donate, and it's a great cause.
Right.
It's going to Heart International.
Mm-hmm.
Arna, thanks so much for joining us today. I appreciate it a lot. We'll see you on Nordic Roots, and if I'm lucky, maybe I'll see you on April 21st at Sacred Heart.
I hope so. Great. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Arna Renan, hosted Nordic Roots on KTWH, person putting together with a lot of other people this great event on April 21st at Sacred Heart in Duluth. This is Leo for KTWH.